radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the highly anticipated first episode of Media Immersion. I am, of course, your host, Josh Fauner. Today, for your listening pleasure, I'll be reviewing three movies and one CD, and I'll make sure that you know how to get a hold of that CD if you'd like to try it out for yourself. First off, let's start with two of the movies that everybody's talking about this summer. Iron Man and Hulk, the Marvel summer movies. It's no secret that I enjoy my early nerd showings at midnight on Thursday nights, and with Iron Man and Hulk, it was no exception. Now, I ultimately enjoyed both movies, but I am a fanboy, so obviously I have some gripes with both of them. So what I'd like to do is focus on one at a time, give you what I thought were the strengths and what I thought were the weaknesses, and ultimately give you a star rating on each movie. Now let's go ahead and start in chronological order of release date, so we might as well start with Iron Man. For those of you who are living under a rock somewhere, Iron Man was directed by Jon Favreau and stars Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark / Iron Man. Now, I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was very well done, but then again, I'm a fan of Jon Favreau's work anyway. Robert Downey Jr. was very good as Tony Stark, although I feel, I don't know whether if it was Robert Downey Jr.'s doing, or the writer's doing, or Favreau's doing. I feel that Tony Stark was a bit too nonchalant when he was Iron Man. As far as I'd ever read in the comic books, even whenever, you know, you saw Tony Stark as a businessman, or even in the Iron Man suit, he was very serious, even to go so far as stick up the ass-ish. And I didn't see that really at all. In Iron Man, I saw a lot of joking around and just very not taking anything seriously type stuff. That's partially my gripe with the movie. The CGI was fantastic. The fight scenes were great. I thought the story was great. They really brought it to current times well, I thought. As far as the villain goes, that was one of the other gripes that I had. Just to let everybody know, if you haven't seen it, which once again, if you live under a rock, I'm about to spoil something, so fast forward, whatever. I didn't really buy that this father figure to Tony Stark for so many years was really going to turn on him and take his armor and his generator and all that just to become Ironmonger. It was just something that I didn't really buy. And plus, really, Jeff Bridges, sir, the dude, seriously, he overacted so bad. I was not a fan of his acting in this movie. It was so typical supervillain-ish, and I think we want to rise above that as far as movies go. I think we want actual believable villains and that type of stuff. Okay, so one last gripe before I give you my star rating for the movie, And that gripe would be Terrence Howard. Now, don't get me wrong, he's a fantastic actor. I thought he was great in this movie. But one of the funniest parts of the movie for me, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't really funny for anybody else, was first time he's on the screen, he's this commanding presence on the screen, and he's in full, you know, dress uniform with all the medals and everything. And he's standing there getting ready to introduce Tony Stark, and he opens his mouth, and this weak little voice comes out. I thought it was hilarious. And I'm pretty sure I was the only one in the theater that got it. Now, I'm going to do this upright. So, Iron Man is rated PG-13 for some intense sequences of sci-fi action and violence and brief suggestive content. Out of 5 stars, I personally give Iron Man a 4. It's a good movie, and I recommend that you definitely see it, if for nothing else, so that they make the Avengers movie for sure. Moving right along to the second Marvel movie of the summer, The Incredible Hulk. Now, the question on everybody's minds, is this one better than the 2003 Ang Lee Crapfest Hulk? And in short, yes, it is. Now, I've heard a lot of less than sparkling reviews about this movie, and I can't understand why. I thought it was very well done. I thought the action was just fantastic. I've heard a lot of people griping about the CGI, but if you look at certain scenes in that movie, it was just incredible what they did with CGI. And another thing that people have been griping about, they're saying, oh, the acting was bad. It wasn't bad. If you want bad acting, go back to the 2003 Hulk. That was terrible. This was actually very well done. The only thing that made me laugh is Tim Roth as Emil Blonsky or Abomination. Every time I saw him, I kept wanting him to call Hulk Honey Bunny. Now, I really felt it was about time that the whole Mr. Blue and Mr. Green saga got put up on the big screen. I felt that was a really good story when they did it in the comic books. But as far as Mr. Blue goes, I felt he was extremely over-the-top acting-wise. I wasn't a huge fan of who they had to play him. Also, I thought William Hurt to be a fantastic choice to play General Ross. The last one that Ang Lee did with Sam Elliott as Ross just didn't work. I think Liv Tyler did a great job as Betty. But then again, Jennifer Connelly wasn't horrible as Betty Ross in the 2003 version. She was kind of a small saving grace for that movie. But it was still terrible. This new one completely blows the old one out of the water. And my recommendation is that you definitely see it. The Incredible Hulk is rated PG-13 for sequences of intense action violence, some frightening sci-fi images, and brief suggestive content. And out of 5 stars, I am giving The Incredible Hulk 4 out of 5 stars. A hearty 4 out of 5 stars. Now, moving on to the featured review of this episode, I was approached by an artist, a rapper by the name of Wordsmith, who requested that I review his latest mixtape. And one peeve that I normally have about rap, at least rap nowadays, is lack of flow. They can't stay inside the beat. They shoehorn lyrics inside the beat. It just doesn't work. And I was extremely afraid that this was going to be much of the same. But I'm here to tell you, this artist blew me away from the first track of the mixtape and had me all the way to the end. As I said, his name is Wordsmith, and right now he hails from Maryland. It's kind of rare that I find a rap artist that I dare say it. Wordsmith is definitely one of those artists. His flow is refreshing, something that I haven't heard new in a long time, and it's flow that's definitely been missing from any mainstream rap, which is kind of an oxymoron when you think about it. I just have two gripes about it. One, the mixtape that I got was just one long track. It kind of needs to be split into individual tracks. And on the last song, the guest lyricist on the hook is just unlistenable. It's terrible. His voice is grating, and his flow, well, it doesn't. Other than that, I'm finding no fault with the mixtape that I got. I'm going to encourage you guys to support him, because I will be. Wordsmith's mid-year review mixtape is getting a resounding 4 out of 5 stars from me. And I want you guys to go ahead and support him. His MySpace is myspace.com/classicwordsmithmusic. His website is wordsmithmusic.com. And there's a clothing line that sponsors him. You guys should go ahead and support as well. Their website is vintagelimited.com, and they look like they got some pretty good clothes up there. Now, I have one more review for you for this episode. If you've been following on my MySpace or on my Facebook, you probably know what movie I'm about ready to review. I've made the bold claim that this is the best film of the year 2008. It's not even, it's just about halfway through the year, and I'm claiming this as the best film of the year. Nothing else that comes out will beat this. It's a movie called Pathology, and basically the plot is there's a group of pathology medical students, and they come up with the idea of this little game where one person kills somebody, and the rest are charged with the task of figuring out the cause of death. And the one person who can stump the group when it's their turn wins. Now, I loved this movie. I can't say it enough. I love this movie. And it's also, if you're a nerd, it's an extremely nerd-heavy movie considering who's in it. You have Milo Ventimiglia, who plays Peter Petrelli on Heroes. We just called him Peter throughout the whole movie. John DeLancey is in it. He, of course, played Q in the newer Star Trek shows. Alyssa Milano was also in it, who is, like, nerd fantasy girl. And there was a girl in it who was in the short-lived Mutant X television show. Now, this isn't a great acting movie per se. There was some good bits of acting in it, but it wasn't necessarily one of those movies that you watch just for the acting. The story was beyond amazing, the way they went through with the story. Just fantastic. It opened with a bang, it closed with a bang, and it kept you interested throughout the whole movie. Like I said, I'm claiming this one as the best film of 2008, but then again, it's not for everyone. It's extremely gory, it's extremely sexually charged, and it's extremely dark and twisted, so it's not going to be for everybody, and I get that, but as far as I'm concerned, best movie of the year. I'm giving it 4.5 stars. It takes a lot to get 5 stars out of me, so I'm giving it 4.5 stars. I'm definitely recommending it for you, but it is rated R. It is rated R for disturbing and perverse behavior throughout, including violence, gruesome images, strong sexual content, nudity, drug use, and language. So it's definitely not a family movie, but it is a large amount of gory fun. It brings to mind the first time I saw Saw. It was just a fantastic experience. So I definitely recommend you going out and grabbing Pathology when it comes out on DVD. Rent it first, just to make sure it's your kind of movie. But I would definitely recommend you, those who are gore hounds and horror movie buffs, go out and buy it immediately when it comes out. Alright, and being that it is summer, there are a ton of movies coming out. Movie studios just want your money like a bunch of vampires. But there are quite a few movies coming out that I am looking forward to, that I am going to go see, and you'll probably hear about them on this very podcast. Summer movies that I'm looking forward to for the rest of the summer. Wanted opens on June 27th, and I'm definitely going to see that on Thursday night at the midnight showing. It's an adaptation of a Mark Millar, J.G. Jones graphic novel by the creator of the Night Watch and Day Watch movies from Russia, which are just fantastic movies if you've seen them. So I'm definitely going to see that, and you will be hearing about that in the next episode. I'm a glutton for punishment. I want to go see Journey to the Center of the Earth 3D. I was a huge fan of the book by Jules Verne, and they've never been able to do a movie right. I'm hoping that because they have all this 3D technology, they'll finally do it right. Hellboy 2 comes out next month. There's a movie coming out next month called Space Chimps. It's an animated feature about the relatives of the original monkeys that went up into space, who need to go up into space again to save the Earth or something. It looks like just great fun. Dark Knight comes out next month, which I've been looking forward to for so long. And then X-Files 2, which is just going to be another nerd-filled movie. It's going to be great. And then finally, Midnight Meat Train comes out in August, which is a Clive Barker adaptation, and it's looking like it's just going to be another gorehound-type movie. Just, once again, great fun. I love saying that. Now, just to let you in on a new feature that's going to be on Media Immersion's websites here soon, I have a friend who is going to be going into journalism when she gets, you know, into college and all that. And I approached her with the offer of doing her own vlogs of reviews of whatever she'd like to do. And she snapped up that offer very enthusiastically. So very soon, a new feature on the Media Immersion websites will be my friend Lindy doing reviews as well. So it'll be good. It'll be something you guys can enjoy as well. And you'll all like it. And that's going to do it for this episode of Media Immersion. Just leaves me left to thank Podomatic for hosting my podcast. My friends, my fans, you know, whoever's out there listening to this, thank you guys. Just, you know, tell your friends about it and turn them on to this. Hopefully it gets kind of big. And I'd like to thank Wordsmith for sending me the stuff to review. Your stuff is awesome, man. Keep going. God bless you, man. All right. And that is going to end. As I said, that's going to do it for this episode of Media Immersion. If you'd like to get in touch with me at all, you can go to the MySpace. It's myspace.com/MediaImmersion. I welcome all friend requests. I welcome all review offers. If you're an artist or you're an amateur filmmaker and you'd like to get your stuff reviewed, go ahead and shoot me an email or shoot me a message on MySpace. My email is mediaimmersion@gmail.com. That's mediaimmersion@gmail.com.
This concludes our broadcast day.